Luke chapter 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. He saw Jesus. He saw salvation. Those are the same thing. Because the name Jesus means Savior. But it wasn't simply in seeing this little child in his arms that Simeon saw Jesus the Savior. He saw Jesus with the eyes of faith. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him, had made him see and understand, that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ. There's a distinction between seeing this little child and seeing this little child as the Savior. Herod learned that this newborn king was born and felt threatened and terrified. He didn't see who Jesus really was. Pilate saw Jesus standing right in front of him, but didn't see him as the Savior. Much of the world sees Jesus as a religious teacher, but not as God and Savior. And sometimes it's easy for us to doubt, to wonder, to be unsure about who Jesus really is. But the Holy Spirit grants us the eyes of faith through the gospel preached and proclaimed in the Word of God and the sacraments to see Jesus as the one who delivers us from sin, death, and the devil. John the Baptizer points to Jesus and says, "Behold, look, see, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." There's no way our physical eyes can do that, can discern that. Only the eyes of faith recognize Jesus as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We know that only through the Holy Spirit, who spoke by the prophets. The apostles directed the whole world to Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, that we might believe in him and have eternal life. The shepherds saw the baby Jesus as the Savior with the eyes of faith, because they heard the message of the angels, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." The wise men saw Jesus as the Savior because the Scripture showed them the prophecy of his holy birth. And with the eyes of faith, Simeon saw this little child as the salvation prepared by God himself, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. When we see Jesus depicted for us in Holy Scripture and Christian teaching, we see God's salvation. When we see water washing away sins in holy baptism, we see God's salvation. When we see and receive the holy body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper, we see and receive God's salvation. And then we, like Simeon, are prepared to depart in peace, to leave this sinful world with gladness, to enter into the salvation prepared for God's holy people who are saved by the blood of Christ. And there in heaven, we see God in glory everlasting. May we see Jesus every day in his holy word and sacraments until we see him face to face in life eternal. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.